Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is August 10th, two of my cousins' birthdays, I believe, and it's the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. We're going to talk about the game.
Nice.
Is that cool with you?
It's a little different than the norm, but yeah, let's try it.
Okay. Yankees lost, Jake, for the first time in 2 years or something like that. They lost They lost yesterday, and it was a weird game. It's a real weird game.
This is what happens. Cashman doesn't make a move at the deadline, and the team starts just losing games.
Damn, Cash.
Oh, they lost their first game since the deadline. That's my bad. Misread it.
Getting to a point with Hap. Well, this is more for our series recap.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad when Hap does bad anymore.
Right.
Because he's not part of, like, the playoffs, so like it holds no bat to me. We'll get into that on the show.
Yeah, that's another thing, because like, again, there was like some weird bizarre stuff that happened around it, but I mean, it still wasn't good, you know.
Oh, speaking of weird bizarre stuff, little mini what to watch for, 3 o'clock start. If they have the roof open, be ready for more weird bizarre stuff in the outfield.
Yeah, like voodoo on Saturdays in Toronto, they bring in the local kind of like weird arts people. Like there's tarot cards in the outfield. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. They had If they leave the roof open, they had a guy rappelling last Saturday.
Yeah. They
got hit by a home run ball, fell to his death in the outfield.
It kind of looks like a zombie apocalypse. Like if you can get in the stadium, they let you in. So what? That's early what to watch for in Toronto.
Early what to watch for. Here are the lineups today. Some developments.
Yeah.
DJ LeMahieu, David John, long gone, Mayhew, is leading off playing second base. Aaron Judge was supposed to get the day off yesterday, did not get the day off because Gardner got ejected because may have been yelled at the ump. Judge is in right field, batting second. Didi Gregorius in the three hole, batting third. That's what that means. Playing shortstop. Gary Sanchez makes his return. Much to my neighbor Lou's dismay.
Right.
Just don't bring back Sanchez. Anybody but Sanchez.
That's what he greeted me with the other day when I walked out of my house.
Love that.
I was like, I think he's going to be good. He's going to come back healthy and be fine. No, I don't want him.
He still leads the team. He still leads the team in home runs.
Gio,
you know that, Jim?
I did know that. I said that to him. Gio, the God Urshela at third base, batting fifth. Gardner, center field, six hole. Didn't get to play yesterday, really. Maven DHing. Why not Ford at first base and Tauchman in left field? Pitching is Chad. Why not DH Judge?
Maybe he was feeling good. He said, yeah, let me get in the field. Maybe that's what he wanted, you know?
Personally, I don't care about it. But from their mindset, it's confusing because they're all about, like, we didn't want every outfielder to play all three games or whatever. Judge was going to get a day off. He didn't get his day off. And when
not Maven, to be old-fashioned, but maybe Judge just doesn't like DHing.
Maybe. Who knows?
You know?
It seems like if they DH Judge, I would have been like, that makes sense. Like, that's the way they like to do things.
Let me see if I can find some stats on it, Jim, but tell us more about the lineup.
Well, more is less.
Okay.
They say sometimes, so I'm going to tell you nothing else. No, Chad Green is the opener.
Yes.
We looked at it yesterday. Who was the probable pitcher yesterday? Didn't they have a probable and then Sunday they had no one?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, Tank is pitching tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. So
today's Chad versus Jake Winnipesaukee.
So, I mean, we have not lost. Ooh. We put the winning streak in jeopardy yesterday and lost that. Didn't get to 10 wins in a row. Aren't we 9-0 in opener days?
So, yeah, but Jim, I know where your mind's going, and it's actually the opposite. The streak gods couldn't let us do both. They couldn't let us go 10-0 into the 9-0 game, so that's why we lost yesterday.
That scares me. We're putting two potential 10-in-a-row streaks on the line back-to-back, win streak and wins in opener days.
Right, but no, see, that would be more of a problem if they could both be in the line of fire right now. If we lost today, that would have been losing two of them. So that's why we lost yesterday.
But weird things happen on Saturdays in Toronto when the roof's open.
The old saying goes,
gotta win the opener day. I like the opener streak because people are so against the opener, so it's so fun to be like, well, they're 9-0.
Yeah.
Like, if my neighbor Lou probably hates it. Well, they're 9-0 when they do it.
It might work.
Might work. Isn't that bizarre?
It might be what gets us through the playoffs.
Well, who will not be pitching? Tommy Canley and Nestor. Damn! Damn!
Dude, you just did like the... You did the...
Ice Cube from Friday?
The GIF, yeah. Chris Tucker, Ice Cube.
That's what I was doing.
Nice, man. Damn. I didn't know you had those kind of references. That's awesome.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay. I knew you had that one.
There's another in your fucking that's face. The problem.
So well, are you going PPP right now, an early peeper?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing because Nestor's not available, so no Chester.
Chad to Tarpley. Is Chance on the team? No, right?
I think Chance is still on the team.
When Sessa pitched last? Holder's on the IL.
Sessa threw 43 pitches.
Right, he was the closeout game, right?
Is Domingo pitching? No. Dude, who's pitching after Chad?
Dude, it's like Tarpley and if Chance Adams is out there.
That blows.
Yeah.
What? I'm not excited about this. Sessa can't go. He threw 43 pitches on Thursday. So I don't think Sessa's an option. Maybe an inning, but I doubt it. Nestor threw 36 pitches yesterday. He's not pitching. Tommy Canley threw 22 pitches. And we only have three horsemen available. Because they can throw Canley again, but I think they'd try to stay away from it. Fuck, man. That means we got to get five innings from Tarpley and Chance? Four?
No, I mean... I think we need five innings from, because I mean they could use Canley again. I think you got to start off looking for five out of Chad, Tarpley, and Chance. They probably want six.
So but Chad if you get needs five, to go two.
That's a big start.
So Chad needs to go two. Chad needs to go Chad, two.
Chad's going. They're going two with Chad. I think they might even be hoping for a threer today.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's what you tried to do with Holder. Didn't work. But then, yeah.
But it's just all nine batters. They're going to be perfect. Oh, he's going to be perfect, so.
This is weird. Like, Chance and Tarpley are going to eat up a good amount of innings today.
Yeah, and I know I'm going to end up biting myself on this, but Jim, the rumor was that Loaisiga looked really good yesterday, and he threw, like, 40 pitches. So it's, I mean... You know, Chance Adams, and I know Tarpley gets the call, and, you know, so the Tarp's been on a couple times this year, but I think we're really close to being done with what we've just run into. Because, like, Johnny Els, we have him above Adams. We have him above Holder, who just went to the IL. We have him above Tarpley, mentally.
Tarpley and Chance Adams have been rather disappointing this year. Yeah. I had no expectations for Chance Adams. I had expectations for Tarpley.
And, I mean, we're one good Johnny Lasagna performance in the majors away from basically trusting him more than Sessa, let's be honest.
Why don't you bite your tongue? Sessa's been a godsend.
Why don't you bite my tongue?
This is terrible.
I thought it was good.
So you thought Jake stuck his tongue out. That's what happened. Anyone listening on the podcast?
Jimmy bit it. Jimmy bit it.
Yeah, I tried. Did my hardest. All right, so the PPP is done, and it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, sad early. Sad early.
You know what? That means the bats need to come out. That means DJ Judge, DD Gary, Gio Maben, Ford, Talk, come out.
Yeah.
Come out to play.
Okay.
It's another reference for you, Jake.
I like that.
Okay.
Jim, Blue Jays. Bichette, Biggio, Guerrero, Grichik.
Fuck Grichik. Another home run yesterday? Haps about to get out of the first inning. Grichik pops a 2-run shot. God damn that dude.
So yeah, Justin Smoke, Freddie Galvis, Derek Fisher, Teoscar Hernandez with the big game, and Danny Jansen with, I think, our guy Wilmer Font's getting it started, and then he's supposed to pass it off to your dude Jacob Winipisaki.
Jacob Winipisaki. What a guy. No, I'm looking up. I'm too busy. We'll get to their pitching because I want to talk about it.
Okay.
But I'm too busy looking up Randall Grichik's stats versus the Yankees this year. 318 right. Batting average, 348 on base percentage, 1.030 OPS, 5 home runs, most home runs he has versus a team, 10 RBIs, most RBIs he has versus a team. Just a total dickhead.
Randall Grichuk turns into an MVP player against us, which is unfortunate.
He's got 726 OPS against everyone else and a one dot versus the Yankees.
Yep.
All of his other numbers, they start with batting average starts with a 2, on base percentage starts with a 2. Those both started with like 3-4 versus the Yankees. That guy sucks.
Good against us. We do not have the scouting report.
Yeah, right? Can we fix that, please?
We blew this one.
Like, all the pitchers just come back in the dugout and like, nah, it didn't work either.
Yeah, fastballs over the middle aren't working against Grichik.
You think DJ's going to go off because he feels bad about dropping that ball yesterday? Or not
good
even
chance
seeing,
of that.
Not even seeing the ball?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Hap gave up, that's the we said we weren't going to talk about it, but Hap gave up his home run on what would have been the 5th out of the inning. So, but that's for another time.
It is. In his last 7 games, Chad hasn't given up an earned run.
It's good. And Jimmy, I mean, back on the Yankees lineup, man, I mean, Gary obviously comes back and the Judge is starting today, what was supposed to be his off day. And I mean, how much more comfortable does this lineup look? You know what I'm saying? Like, Gardy 2-hole is fun and Gio 3-hole is also kind of fun. But when you can slide those guys down, I don't know. I'm a lot more comfortable with this line. When you look at the bottom half of your lineup and you're looking for a little magic, it's fun. When you're looking at the whole lineup for a little magic, not as fun.
Yeah. It really lengthens it out. Wilmer Font, ex-Met. Did he go in the Stroman trade, I'm guessing?
Wilmer! I'm not
Font.
Sure.
You had
That's
to.
A silly name.
He had to go in the Stroman
trade. Let's see. No, he was purchased by the Blue Jays from the Mets on July 17th.
Oh, so he just got the Mets straight cut him?
Basically. I don't know if he got DFA'd or if they just purchased him via trade or what they're doing, but.
He's
been pitching well for the Jays, Jim.
I'm trying to do my alert.
Oh, Jesus. I had no idea.
Good meaningless stat alert.
Okay.
Come on, keep up. Gio Urshela, 2-for-4 with a double and a home run versus Wilmer Font.
All right, we are all over it.
Yeah. So that's good. So expect Gio to go off, but why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Clint Frazier, 1-for-1 versus Wilmer Font. Good job.
Good job.
All right, so we did the path to victory, which is also the Yankees starting pitching, basically.
Right.
We talked about Wilmer Font. What's this other dude's name? Woja Jacob.
Jacob Winnipesaukee, but it looks like it's spelled Wagaspak.
It's not Winnipesaukee. I thought you were giving a real pronunciation.
No, like, oh, that's a Jake. Lake. That's a lake.
Jake looked it up. He knows. How do you think it's pronounced? Wojpak?
And I like, that's a last name that you just, it's not going to be pronounced right. Like, sorry, Jacob. Like, it's a running joke at all their family, holidays. Someone goes, yeah, I walked into the bank the other day and they call us the Wugaspak. Can you believe that? And everyone's like, we don't care. Our last name will be mispronounced forever.
I'm watching a YouTube video of a guy named Tyler Wagaspak. It's a rodeo dude, and the guy interviewing just omitted the last name. I'm here with Tyler.
Ooh, so here's an interesting twist, Jim. It's definitely a Southern name. He was born in Louisiana. He went to Ole Miss. So what's is there a Cajun way to say that? I don't know.
Whatever.
Hey, Wagabay. Wagabay, get loose.
I'm going to try another video. We're going to figure this out.
No way, man. No way.
Hold on. Listening
and...
Listening in.
Oh, we can't hear a thing.
I know. I'm listening.
Okay.
Wagaspak. That's how this announcer...
Wagaspak.
This announcer called him Wagaspak.
I mean, if it is, that's huge news for me.
You like that, right?
That's a big win for me if I get to say Wagaspak.
Yeah. Jacob Wagaspak.
Now on the mound, Jacob Wagaspak. Let's see what he's got today.
Okay, so we did the real analytics with the last name. The fake ones are he primarily uses his four-seam fastball 93% of the times. And then a cutter, which is 93 miles per hour, not 93% of the time. A cutter. He's got a curve and a sinker and a slider and a change. You got two quarterbacks. You got no quarterbacks. I don't know what pitches this dude throws. Oh, he just throws every pitch that you can throw?
That's your dream pitcher. That's your favorite.
This dude, there's no way. The percentage that below, but they're telling me Brooks Baseball, which is pretty reliable, a four-seam fastball, a cut fastball, a sinker, a slider, a curve, and a change.
Yeah, man.
It sounds like the book isn't out on Jacob Wagaspak yet.
He's got the whole Wagaspak of pitches, man.
He may throw these. We're not sure. Odds are he throws some of these.
Wilmer Font to Jacob Wagaspak. Okay. Jim, you got a what to watch for today?
Well, to be like quite honest with you, I will
Could
be...
Could you finally be quite honest with us?
Yeah, I will be listening to how Ruco or whoever's on the call says Jacob's last name.
Yeah.
That's something I'm watching out for. I don't want to bore you. He just had good outing...
How many times has Ryan Ruco said Wagaspak today?
Jacob Wagaspak.
Wagaspak. Wagaspak.
Wogaspak? No. Wagaspak. Yeah, that's been... He was brushing his teeth saying Wagaspak today.
Should we tweet at Ruco?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tweet at Ruco and ask him how many times... He's doing the call, right? He's been on the call?
And Tony? It's him and Tony.
Say, how many times have you been practicing saying Wagaspak? Wagaspak is coming off two good outings. Six innings pitched, one earned run. Six innings pitched, zero earned runs. Why are they using an opener for him?
I think that's just kind of their role. They're looking to use Wilmer Fonten, and I think it's been working for them.
But he hasn't been. Wagispack's been starting.
Yeah, he's got five starts. Yeah, Font in his six appearances with the Jays, two of them have been starts. So I just think I think they're trying him in that opener role. He's got 2.92 ERA since coming over to the Jays, so he's been doing a good job.
Well, here's the Yankees' goal for Wilmer Font. Put someone on base when Gio gets up. Gio's batting fifth. DJ, Judge, Didi, and Gary put all four of them on base. Five-run home run for Gio. That's a hell of a first inning.
Dude, that's a huge first inning.
Records. That would be my strategy.
Wow.
Are you done tweeting at Ruco so we can move on?
I've been ready to move on.
What are we moving on to, Jake?
Well, normally you would ask me for my what to watch for, seeing as your what to watch for was the first pronunciation of a pitcher's name today.
That was my honest what to watch for. My dishonest what to watch for is Gary.
Okay, that's a good one, because he came off the IL today.
Came off the IL today, first game back. The Yankee fans that hate Gary are going to be loud because Higgy and Romine held down. They did really well in his absence. Really well. Not sure how sustainable it is. Gary was having a fantastic season, and then he hit the shit pretty quick. Was in a bad way. Got injured. Now he's back, and I hope he's good again. I'm not expecting Gary to do huge things today. Whenever he comes off the DL, IL, it takes him a couple games, and then he'll light up our eyes.
Light up his eyes, boys.
Light up his eyes. Jim, it is kind of important for him to get going just for that. You mentioned how your neighbor greeted you this morning. With Higgy and Romine having played well, there is a little extra burden for Gary to get it going just so those people don't have any fuel to put on their fire.
So maybe Gary hits the home run.
Be nice.
Not Gio. Okay. What's your what to watch for?
Jim, my what to watch for, this is a throwback that we've kind of gotten away from. But I'm going the bottom two in the lineup. I'm going 8-9 with Ford Talk. Talkman continues to kill it. And I think it's funny, Jim. I feel like the Yankees, with Talkman's success, have fully leaned into acknowledging that nine hole is an important at-bat for this lineup. Because if you can get some action going for Judge, for LeMahieu, Judge, Didi, that's how this Yankee team puts together big innings. So I think it was interesting because, again, a lot of people are probably out there being like, why isn't Talkman hitting six instead of Gardner? Well, because I think it's more valuable that if Talkman keeps doing what he's doing at the bottom of the order and he can kick it up to those guys. And, dude, Ford, the numbers aren't there, but he is putting together at-bats. He would have had two home runs yesterday if it was at the stadium. And I think he had another one in Baltimore that was warning track. So I think the stadiums have been a little case of happenstance for him, but he's putting together some good at bats. So I think watch for an 8-9 inning where maybe Ford draws a walk, Talkman double, and then we go to work with the top of the lineup.
I like that. It is. They do value the 9-hole more than the 8-hole, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the Homer Draft. Did Ruco
Homer
reply?
Draft? It's the Homer Draft.
Jake.
Song.
Jake got two more correct. Talkman and Ford. Both homered. Both your picks. He's in a weird way. He's going Rain Man on us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 picks. 6 games in a row with a correctly chosen home run. And his last three games, he's got 3, 2, and 2. You got 7 points in your last three games. You're going off. It's special. And I will say this. You've passed over the impressiveness. You're now into the witchcraft area, which I don't give you credit for.
Yeah, I mean, it's 6 games in a row, 3 games with multi-homers. And, I mean, let's see, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 10 in the last six games. It really crossed the line, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Especially because, dude, yesterday was exciting. Obviously, the Guardy ejection. And so, you know, I knew you were going into full gear. So I was like, I was extra on call. So I was getting locked in and trying to get some gifts and some stuff out there. And then I took a breath and I was like, wait, the two home runs were Tauchman and Ford? Am I okay?
No.
So, yeah, it's exciting. And I don't know. The only thing I'm slightly bummed about was I thought this was going to be Aaron Judge's like hot streak. I thought Baltimore and Toronto were going to get him going. Looks like they just got me going. So
yeah,
I think you have the first pick here, Jim.
I do, and I'm pretty nervous. Like I'm going against Rain Man, so
yeah,
tough to beat. I cannot choose Ford, DJ, or Gardner.
A goat DJ. That's my DJ.
You cannot choose Geo, Tauchman, or Ford. Okay, so with my first pick, I got to be so strategic here. I have to try and block you. I have to try and get inside that weird brain of yours, figure out who you're going to pick, and then take him. So it's more about who can you not take than I can't take. You can't take Tauch, Ford. Okay, so I think that I am taking Gary and
okay,
I
it's one pick.
Okay, go.
So you're taking Gary Sanchez?
Yeah.
Nice pick, Jim. Okay. So, Jim, what you don't know is at this point of the homer draft, it gets more defensive. You kind of got to look at the other players out there.
Well, I'm taking Gio, so don't even worry about that.
Gio DeGod. Okay, I think what I'm going to do, Jimmer Fredette, is I'm going to take I'm going to go Aaron Judge because he's going to say after the game, he's going to drop a cheeky quote like, yeah, thank God Guardy got me those at-bats yesterday so I could figure some things out for my swing. So I think there's going to be a little tongue-in-cheek homer there.
Guardy wasn't here, we wouldn't even have a franchise.
Yeah, it gets a little dramatic with it sometimes. And with my second pick, Jimmy, God, it's tough when you have to pick the guys that are going to hit the home runs, huh?
Just take Maven and get it over with.
I'm not taking Maven. DJ LeMahieu, he had the mistake yesterday, so he probably gets one.
Oh, that's a really good call.
And he also does. I think he takes, when we play bad games, bad teams, that's when DJ LeMahieu's like, all right, I will break my approach, and I will try to hit a home run, and I will.
Nice.
And Chris Sale.
And Chris Sale. All right, over under.
Over under.
Over under.
What do you think it is?
11.
11. Wilmer and Chad. I think 10.5, right? Run it back.
Chad and Chance and Tarpley, if Vegas knows that, which I hope they do. Versus Font and Wagaspack.
Caught in a bad romance. The over-under for this game, Jim, is 11.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm going over.
Yeah, I'll go over too.
I think if we're getting three innings out of Chance and Tarpley, that's three runs minimum right there.
Okay.
Which is rude, I guess. I don't know.
A little rude.
Offense needs to go off for the true. Offense needs to go off.
Yeah, and I think yesterday everyone was pretty pissed. The umps were against them, the Blue Jays were against them, the Yankees made some mistakes. I think they come out pretty focused today.
Okay. That ends that part of the show. Next up, Jake, goes to the chat.
Go to the chat.
Go to the chat. Leo Lambert says, "Sup, guys."
Sup, Liam.
Preston Allen says, "Hello, John Boy and Jake."
Hey, Preston.
Gio's going to catch up to Sanchez soon in the home runs. Your thoughts?
Maybe, but not really. Like that's
well, now point. Gary's back.
Yeah.
Um, Dude, Judge is still injured. Well, we were told he would not be 100% till next season. So, that's something we were straight up told.
Yeah, we'll see, because it really is an odd thing. I'm still, I think, Judge's good because the hard hit numbers are there. I mean, he's hitting the ball harder more often than last year. It's just currently the fly ball rate or the launch angle or whatever it is. So, again, I'm still anchored into that, like, for 1 week, Judge is going to be Judge again, and his numbers are all going to look exactly the same.
Are you worried about Canely? Asks Bucci.
No.
Okay, me neither. When will we see the Blue Jays kid from last year again? Oh, remember that kid holding the Judge sign in center field? Judge Domon, that was cool. I had a dream I got called up to the Yankees. Okay. Mr. Pizza Face thinks Gary's injury was a fake injury. Zero chance of that.
I mean, Gary could have been banged up again, but he was also hurt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was. They're not going to put Gary on the DL and lose him. Just to, I don't even understand it.
Yeah. It's your Phantom IL thing, but they wouldn't do that with Gary.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why you would think they'd do it with Gary. Like a pitcher, maybe. Or like roster games like they did with Morales. But
right, if a role player was in a bad way.
Yeah. The Yankees do not want to lose Gary Sanchez.
No.
Does Andujar have a place in the Yankees next year? We'll see. Not currently right now, but it'll be a fun spring training and so much changes. I think that's what we've learned this year is so much changes.
Yeah.
Gio and Talkman didn't have a role on this year's team.
Yeah. If Miguel Andujar comes back as healthy and looks good, I mean, Cameron Maben's DHing today. Look, Kendry Morales was on this team. Edwin Encarnacion was the heart of this lineup for a while, and he's almost a DH only. So, like, Miguel Andujar, if he comes back and is right and he's one of the top 12 players on this team, like, he'll find a way to get at bat somehow, even if he's like a top 14 player.
Yeah. Where is Jake Barrett? 60-day DL still, I believe?
Yeah. Still one of the weird ones.
What, that he's on the DL?
Yeah, just that we, like, went out and got him, and then it was like, okay.
Twins or Indians? Who's winning the Central? Indians won yesterday, right? So it's now fully tied.
Are we locked up?
I think
locked up. Don't let me out.
I'm locked MLB's up.
I forgot how much you love Akon. Yeah, Jim, we are locked up atop the AL Central, 70-46 apiece.
That's awesome. And two games left. Good for the Indians, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay close, but I'm telling you, I think Twins fans, they thought they were a first place team. Like, now that the Twins fans even have to, like, worry about the wild card is such a fucking blow.
Yeah.
Because the wild card game sucks.
Well, Jim, that's what gets crazy. And, man, I will give you all the loving in the world and the show. No, I will give you all the love in the world. I mean, if Minnesota, like, fully drops and say the Red Sox were to get hot and, like, now the Twins are on playoff life, I mean, dude, their season, what a collapse that would be. But, again, they could also get hot and, like, take off with the Central at this point. But baseball's fun. People watch it.
Yeah. Also, the Twins aren't as good as everyone said they were. So, been saying that all year.
I think they're good.
They play in a wind machine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some of the homer numbers cook the book. They still have some good guys.
Yeah, I don't think they're bad. I'm just saying, like, people were talking like they were a threat for a while. It's like, well,
no.
Let's let the season finish. I think the Indians will win division by 5+ games. They have a lot of games left versus each other. They have 2 this series, and then they have 6 more down the road. Like, it's going to be that division's – this is Talking Baseball if you want to go listen to Talking Baseball. I guess we've done this a lot. That division is going to be decided by the games they play against each other, which is so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think is going to win the NL Cy Young? Ooh, that's something I don't care about. Do you have an opinion? Ryu or Scherzer? Ryu
is currently the leader with Scherzer coming down. I think Scherzer got nicked up. Yeah, the NL Cy Young race is actually, it's one of the more fun races this year. I was looking into that, the races stuff this weekend, because I know people care about that probably a little more than you and I do.
Yeah, I guess if we do talking baseball, we're going to have to get into that.
Yeah.
Like, Padres fans are so upset about the rookie of the year for Tatis and Alonso.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, I was listening to the radio show because I was on it, and I just want to be like, what? Why judge Tatis? Why does that affect how you feel about like Tatis? Like, you have a great young player. Who cares?
Dude, you saw how many people in Yankee land just...
same thing I felt then, too. Like, who cares?
Right, and that's fine, but other people are going to feel that way, like, about Ohtani going forward because he beat out Gleyber and Andujar.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy people how you can let accolades change the way you perceive, like, a season or, like, a performance or something. Like, it's just 10 guys voted. If you disagree with it, then in your brain, you voted a different way. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I get that way with kind of arbitrary stats, like the triple-double in basketball. Like, I think the year before that, Russ averaged, like, 30, 12, and 9. But the next year, he averaged, like, half a more assist. And we're like, oh, my God. But yeah. People, you get locked in.
They're like mentally, kind of like it just like takes over your brain. It's like, who cares? Anyway, is it Verlander and Morton? Is it Verlander in the AL? See the Cy Young winner?
Right now it's Morton and Verlander, yeah. Which made me happy because you know I had Jakey hot take, said Morton was the best pitcher we saw this year. And he's currently still on top.
Nice. All right, that ends the pregame show. We appreciate you guys all for tuning in. This pregame show on the podcast app is in the top 15 of all baseball episodes right now. And we just kind of changed the category. So I think it's even going to get higher. So spread the love. If you have fans that watch every single game of the Yankees, then let them know to listen to the pregame show so they can get in the right mindset of stupidness. There are a lot of facts sprinkled in to all the dumb things Rain Man Jake says.
Sir.
Hell yeah, good one, Jim. See you guys. Jake, say those last words.
He loved it.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.